This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's proposed buyouts for federal employees and extended the deadline to apply until at least Monday, when the judge will hold a hearing.
Dorian Greenwald is with the National Treasury Employees Union, which represents about 150,000 workers in 37 federal agencies. She said Fed workers have been
asked to sign an agreement that is unclear, does not provide any guidance for them, and there's no guarantees for it.
And she says if they do purge a lot of the federal workforce, it could cause big problems.
Do you want your food inspected so you know what you're eating? Do you know what's coming across the border? All of those things are supported by federal employees and are at risk.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A second judge has blocked Trump's order banning birthright citizenship. CBS's Amanda Arden was at the courthouse in Seattle.
He suggested that President Trump is attempting to change an amendment under the guise of an executive order.
The judge called birthright citizenship a fundamental constitutional right. A day after Trump signed the order banning transgender athletes from women's sports, the NCAA has updated its transgender policy. It will only allow athletes assigned female at birth to compete in women's sports. The Justice Department is suing the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, accusing them of blocking Trump's immigration crackdown. Here's Border Czar Tom Homan.
Sanctuary cities are sanctuary for criminals. I'm glad we got Pam Bondi running the DOJ now. Sanctuary cities are sanctuary for criminals. Make that clear.
A week after the mid-air collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter, crews just lifted the Black Hawk out of the Potomac. President Trump is calling for an upgrade of the nation's air traffic control system.
We spent billions and billions of dollars trying to renovate an old broken system instead of just saying, cut it loose. And let's spend less money and build a great system.
Trump says he'll ask congressional leaders to come up with a bill on that. New Orleans officials are touting the security that will be in place this upcoming Super Bowl weekend. CBS's Danya Backus has more.
With the countdown to Super Bowl 59 underway, security is already tight. No matter where you turn in New Orleans' French Quarter, you'll find law enforcement.
We are really quite prepared.
Hundreds of armed National Guard members, along with thousands of federal, state, and local agents, are on the ground to ensure the safety of those who visit here.
Including President Trump, who plans to attend the game. Much of that security will carry over to Mardi Gras, which has been upgraded to Homeland Security's highest risk rating after the deadly New Year's Day truck attack in New Orleans. On Wall Street, Dow up 125 near the close, NASDAQ up 99. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The city of Racine is in mourning. Alder Molly Jones from the 2nd District has passed away with a statement out from the city. Jones was just reelected last year to the 2nd District. For updated information about her death and the reaction from Racine's leaders, check out RacineCountyEye.com. Freezing rain caused chaos in Racine County last night. There were 20 accidents, a four-hour interstate closure, and damage to four sheriff squads. The conditions led to multiple spinouts, jackknife semis, and damage to those squads. No deputies were in their vehicles when they were hit. A series of alleged sexual assaults on massage therapists in Racine and Kenosha has come to light following an arrest. 31-year-old Henry White of Racine is charged with second-degree sexual assault. He was arrested after a reported incident on January 30th at a North Main Street business in Racine. Investigators discovered multiple similar cases. The criminal complaint says some victims were allegedly reluctant to report due to fears about their immigration status. And again, to recap our top story, Alder Molly Jones from Racine's 2nd District has passed away. Don Rosen will have Mayor Corey Mason on tomorrow for a reaction. For the latest now, check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
So I wasn't aware of it till Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, I've known Chris for a long time now, you know, I've got to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it's an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy this evening, then the wind dying down later tonight to mostly clear sky with a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a high near 30. Then some snow developing for Saturday, an inch or two of accumulation. It's 39 right now.
News, Timeless Ants, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. And at what age do you remember did your grown children, what age did they first get a credit card?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to say my oldest probably after he was in college. After college, if not his senior year.
Senior year in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
College, yeah.
Yeah, I think... I remember when I was growing up, my parents first handed me one as I was going off to college. They said, here, you're going to need this. And we kind of did the same thing with Teddy. Zach didn't go to college, but probably around that same age, I would say.
You know, after they've graduated from high school and they're, you know, it depends on their financial situation, too. If, you know, TJ had more money in his account, I'm like, you got this, you know. But I remember in college, I was bombarded with credit card offers. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, as soon as you get one, you get 100.
Oh, my gosh. I was so excited. Like, when I first got the first one, I'm like, I'm big now, you know, I got a credit card. And then they kept coming and coming, but I did only, I ended up applying for a bunch of those. And then I had established credit.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Somebody on social media said someone I know is giving their 13-year-old a credit card for their birthday.
Oh, gosh.
It's on mom and dad's account, so they get alerts when it's used.
Oh, you know, times are changing.
13, I don't know, it seems young 13. For me. Yeah,
that's like the earliest I would know. Well, depending on a phone, give a child a cell phone.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah. It's different now.
It is. It really is.
With the cell phone thing especially, it's different now.
Yeah, I know, but we're not that old, Kurt.
They grow up too fast, don't they?
Yes, they do.
All right, there's my friend Robin. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, yeah. Oh, I feel love.
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
I can't imagine and sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life will be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. You like chili? You're going to want to check out the Downtown Racine Chili Ice Walk. It's coming up on Saturday, February 22nd. There's going to be 10 locations, each serving chili, and you can just walk around downtown and check out all the different chilies that they've got going. There's going to be ice sculpting, too. There's going to be a scavenger hunt for the kids. It's from noon until 4, and again, the date is Saturday, February 22nd in Downtown Racine. You want to learn more? Click on the Racine Downtown link at our website at WRJN.com.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy. That's 1 week free on me.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in Union Grove. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community. Carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN.
Another sad day night, but I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
From 1963, it's Sam Cooke, another Saturday night on WRJN, a song that was not only a hit for Sam Cooke, but a decade later for Cat Stevens as well.
You're making me dizzy.
never saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and local news has never been covered more completely, as WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic experience to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at racinecountyeye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Racine is in mourning. Alder Molly Jones from the 2nd District has passed away with a statement out from the city. Jones was just reelected last year to the 2nd District. For updated information about her death and the reaction from Racine's leaders, check out RacineCountyEye.com. A series of alleged sexual assaults on massage therapists in Racine and Kenosha has come to light following an arrest. 31-year-old Henry White of Racine is charged with second-degree sexual assault. He was arrested after a reported incident on January 30th at a North Main Street business in Racine. Investigators discovered multiple similar cases. The criminal complaint says some victims were allegedly reluctant to report due to fears about their immigration status. Flight for Life was called but couldn't come for a Caledonia crash this morning. It happened at Highway K and Gulf Road at around 7. One person was trapped in a vehicle and another was suffering a serious leg injury. Flight for Life was placed on standby but couldn't come due to the weather. And again, to recap our top story, Alder Molly Jones from Racine's 2nd District has passed away. Don Rosen will have Mayor Corey Mason on tomorrow for a reaction. For the latest now, check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy this evening, then the wind dying down later tonight. A mostly clear sky with a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a high near 30. Then some snow developing for Saturday, an inch or two of accumulation. It's 39 right now.
mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Or what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Are you hosting a Super Bowl party this weekend? If so, make sure pizza is on the menu. More than 6 in 10 people say pizza is a must at a Super Bowl party. Pizzas topped with pepperoni are the number one favorite. How much pizza should you have? Well, the typical male at a Super Bowl party will eat 5 slices. The typical woman, 3.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. Shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles. You're gonna be alright now.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. It's what we've done now for 98 years, now not only on the radio, but on demand. Again, search WRJN News.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone. With only memories through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews, and of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in Union Grove. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community. Carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Love me do. Someone to love
Years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Going to be cold and windy tonight. Blustery, they're saying. Look for a low of 14. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 30.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. What you doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if a say hello.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. I got wounds to bind.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A dozen Democratic state attorneys general just announced they will file a lawsuit to try to block Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing government payment systems that contain personal data. Earlier today, Illinois Congressman Sean Casten and his fellow House Democrats introduced a bill to protect taxpayer data from DOGE.
The actions that Musk and his IT goons have taken through their illegal, very clearly illegal, but so far unprosecuted actions have already compromised millions of Americans' privacy and data security.
President Trump's proposed buyouts for federal workers are in limbo. A judge has temporarily blocked them and set a hearing for Monday. Jackie Simon of the American Federation of Government Employees is urging workers not to take the offer.
They're certainly required to trust Elon Musk and Donald Trump that they'll fulfill the terms of the contract. Their past behavior suggests that that might not be a good assumption.
Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner applauded the delay.
I don't believe it's been funded. I don't believe Donald Trump has any history of ever paying his bills. And I fear that federal employees may be marked for later riffing, potentially without any compensation.
The offer states workers who leave would be paid through September, but as of now, the government is only